VOA News. This is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The former president of Peru, Alan Garcia, has died after shooting himself in the head. It happened as police were trying to arrest him on corruption allegations tied to Latin America's largest graft investigation. Garcia had repeatedly denied wrongdoing. He served 2 5-year terms as Peru's president, first from 1985 to 1990, and then from 2006 to 2011. He was 69. The United States on Wednesday announced new sanctions on Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the administration's implementing a 1996 act giving Americans the right to sue mostly European companies operating out of property Cuba seized when Fidel Castro took power. Every president since Bill Clinton had suspended the right, in part to avoid trade clashes with Europeans, who were now vowing to protect their businesses. The U.S. says there will be no exceptions.
Any person or company doing business in Cuba should heed this announcement.
The move could affect dozens of Canadian and European companies to the tune of tens of billions of dollars. Sagar Magani at the White House.
European countries have long expressed concern about lifting waivers on the law, which is Title III of that act, and threatened to challenge the move at the World Trade Organization. In Venezuela, people are welcoming the arrival of humanitarian aid from the Red Cross and the Red Crescent Society. The delivery of such aid has been a focal point in Venezuela's power struggle. Until Tuesday, the embattled President Nicolas Maduro had refused to allow any flow of aid, even insisting that his people didn't need it. The UN says a quarter of Venezuela's 30 million people need aid and medical help. This is VOA News. Nearly $1 billion in donations have poured in for the vast restoration of the fire-ravaged Notre Dame Cathedral, but a promise by French President Emmanuel Macron that it will be completed within 5 years was facing accusations of being wildly off track. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
Macron said the renovations to restore iconic 19th century spire, vaulting, and two-thirds of the cathedral's roof would be completed in time for the Paris 2024 Olympics. However, experts say that the ambitious timeline appears insufficient for such a massive operation. The comments came as Notre Dame's rector said he would close the once functioning cathedral for up to 5 to 6 years. He said that a segment of the near 900-year-old cathedral may be gravely weakened. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Many restoration experts are cautioning that the work could take decades to complete. Reports citing relatives of former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir say the ousted leader has been moved from house arrest to prison. But protesters who are demanding civilian leadership instead of the transitional military council are skeptical. Correspondent Naba Mohideen reports from Khartoum.
Reports on Wednesday said the ousted former president of Sudan, Omar al-Bashir, has been moved from house arrest to federal prison. Unnamed members of Bashir's family told Reuters news agency, the BBC, and others he was moved to Kabir prison in Khartoum late Tuesday, while prison guards told CNN they saw Bashir's arrival at the facility. Kabir prison is where Bashir locked up many of his opponents during his 3 decades in power.
A young Florida woman who traveled to Colorado and bought a shotgun for what authorities feared would be an attack just days ahead of the 20th anniversary of a killing at Columbine High School was found dead Wednesday in an apparent suicide after a nearly 24-hour manhunt. The Jefferson County Sheriff, Jeff Schrader, said 18-year-old Sol Pais was discovered by the FBI with an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. The manhunt had led to the closing of schools in the area, the Denver, Colorado area, as a precaution. And federal authorities said Wednesday they've charged 60 people, including 31 doctors, for their roles in illegally prescribing and distributing millions of pills containing opioids and other dangerous drugs. Authorities said the 60 includes 53 medical professionals tied to about 350,000 prescriptions and 32 million pills. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.